This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, will give a speech Thursday titled Communist China and the Future of the Free World. This speech comes as China warns the U.S. has severely harmed the two countries' relations. Court filings uncovered and reported by the news site Axios on Wednesday reveal U.S. prosecutors have charged a Chinese scientist based in the state of California with visa fraud. The documents say the Chinese consulate in the city of San Francisco is harboring Tang Wan, who hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. Pompeo's speech also comes after the U.S. ordered the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston, Texas, to close on Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, described the Houston consulate as the central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin, described the allegations coming out of the U.S. as malicious slander. Despite the tensions, Hong Kong's stock market shares ended higher on Thursday as investors returned their focus to the city's rallying tech stocks, investors shaking off fears of escalating U.S.-China tensions. However, the Shanghai Composite Index did close 0.2% lower. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq are all trending positively in futures trading ahead of Wall Street's opening bell. Data just released by the U.S. Labor Department show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week for the first time in months. 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.